Welcome to Avyomi Yerushalmi. We're holding an oral Daf Yud Zayin in the Oiz V'Hodor edition. Perek Sheni in the middle of Halacha Aleph. We're starting the two dots a few lines down in Amud Aleph. The Gemara quotes the Mishnah that says, Oilim Be'echadumeo, that if you have Truma that mixed up with Chulin, so it's cancelled in 100, we'll see later in the Daf exactly the measurement. But then the din is that you have to come and take out from the mixture, you have to take out one piece, which that will be in lieu of truma. Says the Gemara, Ma'at Ovid Lo, how do you treat this halah, this extra afrasha that you have to do? Ketchilas afrasha or kesoif afrasha? Meaning, do you look at it as the ikar afrasha? Tchilas afrasha means the regular afrasha, as if it's the main lechetchila dik afrasha that you're taking truma out of choli. Or it's kesef afrasha, means it's just doing it because we said in the Mishnah for monetary purposes to pay for the kayin, but it's not a real afrasha. And the Gemara explains the difference. In teima ketchilas afrasha, if you treat it like the main afrasha, so then all the halachas of truma apply over here. Ein a katan mali, the katan can't do it. Vein acher mali, a goy can't do it. Vein adoiches a Shabbos, can't do it on Shabbos. But if you treat it only like a soifer frosh, which not the main frosh, it's a fix of the fact that truma is mixed over here, hakotar mal, the kotar could do it, v'hacher mal, the goy could do it, v'doyich the Shabbos, you could do it even in Shabbos. So how do you treat it? So the Gemara says the following, Tamatanin, we learned the Mishnah in Maseches Shabbos. Rabbi Yehuda Omer af mali mesamiduma be'echadumel. He says that in Shabbos you can be mal lemeduma. When you have dimuha, a mixture of chulin and truma, you can take out echodimel. Meaning, if the truma was mixed in 100 chulin, you can take it out on Shabbos. V'tanya lo, it says on it, Shimon lozo oimer im rotzo noise eino b'miktsaso v'echel zashar. He says, don't take out the truma, but just put your eyes on the side. Say this part is gonna be for truma, and the rest you can eat. But don't do the actual afrosha. So the one that you're done with base. So, l'chur, what's the machlekes? Omar Avyayno. Rabbi Yehuda over look at Seif HaFarsha. Rabbi Shimon Elazar over look at Tchilas HaFarsha. Chur, that's the machlekes. According to Rabbi Yehuda, it's not a real HaFarsha, so you can do it even on Shabbos. Shimon Elazar treats it like a real HaFarsha. You can't do it on Shabbos. That's the only way you do it, is putting your eyes on one side. Says Omar Avyayno, Rabbi Shimon Elazar over look at Seif HaFarsha. Even Rabbi Shimon Elazar agrees it's not the main HaFarsha. Why? For lo emoide Rabbi Shimon Elazar she'osul ha'sois kein mevadai. Are you allowed to do it on Vaday? When you have a Vaday Tevel, can you go and say, okay, the Truma will be on the right side and eat the rest? No, you're not allowed to do that. Even though you're not actually doing that for sure, because at the end of the day, you're Misaket on Shabbos. You can't do that on Shabbos. Only in this case, which is a Medumo, a Truma that mix into Chulin, then he allows to do it because it's not a real Afrasha. So here, Mishim Belazar agrees, it's not a real Afrasha. So why is he telling you not to do that fresh, actual afrasha, just to do it by looking at the side? The reason is because I don't want you to do a fresh on Shabbos like you do during the week. People get mixed up and think you could do it on Shabbos as well. So therefore, we said even what you could do on Shabbos, do it with just putting your eyes on the side and not actually doing that afrasha. But it's not a real afrasha. So the Tanin learned over there. So here we're getting to the shear of the beetle. Rav Lozo says that when you have truma that falls into chulin, into 100 pieces of chulin, so then it's batel. So when you're going to have the truma fall into the chulin, how much you'll have total? You have 101, because you have 100 chulin, one truma, total of echadumeo, that's when you say the truma is batel. It doesn't have to be a total of 100 chulin and one truma. It could be 99 plus chulin and one truma. As long as it's more than 99, even a little bit, it's batel. The total needs to be 100. And the Gemara in the next daf is going to explain what's the reasoning of each one. Why one says it needs to be 100 connected to truma, the other one says it has to be 99 plus connected to truma. But now the Gemara is trying to first of all figure out what the halach is. Taman Omar Chizkiya, Ravo B'Shem Lozor. Kol Makom Sheshona Rebbe Machlekes V'Chaka Chos V'Shona Stam Halochik Estam. Whenever Rebbe brought a Machlekes and then he said Stam, I mean he quoted only one of the Mandomarim, so Halochik is like Stam. So the Chorin now in our Mishnah, it says that it has to be falling Truma into 100 of Chulin. Because the Mishnah says, 101, which means one truma to 100 chulin. So the Chor, our Mishnah shows that halacha is that it has to be 101, because Rabbi saw some, like Rabbi Lazar. Our Mishnah goes like Rabbi Lazar. Says the Gemara, that's not a raya. Why? Min mat de taninon, we're going to learn lekamon. This will be a Mishnah we'll see in Daf Chav Beis. Say a truma shenoflo lemeo. You have one seyo that fell into 100. So there we're saying that something is not cancelled. So we say one fell into 100. He says it's a mistake. Don't say one fell into 100. One fell into 99. So you have only 99 chulin and one truma, then it's not cancelled. Mashma, that if it falls into more than 99, if it falls in 99 plus, that together you have 100 plus, so then it's okay. That's like a mishua. As Rav Chaim points out, also the Hemshech of Mishnah says, if you add a little bit to this 99, so then it's bottled. It's not only a diuk. So clearly that Mishnah says, based on how Rabbi Lozor explains it, that if you have more than 99 chulin, it's bottled. That is like a Bishua. So we have a Mishnah that come on like a Bishua. So says the Gemara, Kemo de Tanini Rabbi Lozor Rabbi Shua. So you see, our Mishnah says Stoma like a Blazer. The Mishnah come on says Stoma like a Bishua. If I have two Stomas, one like a Blazer, one like a Bishua, that means the Rebbe did not pass in like neither of them. We don't have your Psakalocha of Rebbe, and it's still a Machloikis. With this, we conclude Yerushalmi Arlo Daf Yud Zayin.